T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And it is draft night, Mike Tomlin. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peter, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We started the show with Graham Barton because Mel Kiper and Jerry Dulac both believe that'll be the Steelers' pick tonight. And that has been a big trend. That's been picking up steam, building momentum. Not just those two guys, but many others believe that the Steelers are in desperate need of a center. And they look at Barton as the best center prospect in the draft, even though he played left tackle at Duke the last 3 years. The second biggest move that I've seen on mock drafts in the last 24 hours is the Steelers taking Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU, a wide receiver, and making that their next pick. Now,
who are the biggest names tossing that one out there?
Schrager's the big one from NFL Network.
Let me DM him about it and see if he can join the show later.
He follows 6,000 people, and you are one of the lucky few. So congratulations on all your social media success.
He's never responded to a DM either.
And he's never followed me.
Thomas, though.
Brian Thomas Jr. So let's just talk about wide receiver for a minute before we bring Pomp on, because we just talked to Mike Silver out in San Francisco. And he said at the moment, the Steelers aren't talking to the 49ers. And at the moment, he thinks the 49ers are going to make Brandon Ayuk play on that fifth-year option.
They'll just have an uncomfortable year together.
Yep.
Also, when he said the Steelers, so far as he understands it, not involved, you pressed him for more detail. He made it kind of seem to me, I don't know if you got the same impression, like they haven't really even pushed the ball down the field very far on that journey, like that you'd have to go on. That it can ramp up quick, but they really haven't done much.
They hold cards, because if he can play in the fifth-year option, then they can franchise tag him next year too.
Mm-hmm.
And then by then, he's closer to his late 20s, and we'll cut him loose into free agency and have used up his best years.
Oh, I mean specifically, he said the Steelers haven't been a team that's like pushed the Niners very hard.
Oh, but
this.
I'm saying I don't think the 49ers are like pushing really hard
clearly,
to sign him to an extension either.
Yeah, clearly they don't think they're going to get nudged around by him. They think that, hey, play and then leave.
Because they're in win now mode, he said.
I thought that was an interesting answer, too. Like, how would you view your wide receivers? If you're actually trying to win the Super Bowl this year, then sure, trade for him. But if you're on a long-term plan, then probably don't trade for him.
So, if right now the Ayuk thing is temporarily off the table, let's just go with that for now. That
okay.
We're just going with the latest information we have that it's not going to happen.
Okay.
What do you want the Steelers to do at wide receiver this week? Because Kabali on the morning show said he thinks it's 50-50 they make a trade of some kind. Either moving around the draft
or
to take a wide receiver
player.
Trade for a player, yeah.
I would rather see them draft a guy. Not because I think that they have some illustrious history of drafting the right player at that position. They have a good history, but not as good as people think. But it seems like a pretty deep draft flush with players at that position.
At 20?
No, not at 20.
51?
No, I think 84 is where I start with the sweet spot for that. 84 and 98 are where I still think you're going to have good players available who can step in and contribute right away.
So your
away.
Starting wide receivers next year are George Pickens and a third-round pick.
Yeah, I don't think that should be off the table for people. I don't think that should be like,
I'm not saying it should be off the table. I'm just asking, you're saying this is a plan you would execute.
That's the plan I would do. Yes, that's what I would do.
I still think that leaves you very thin there.
Again,
asking a third-round pick to be your second most productive receiver?
Well, if he's only going to get 30 targets a year in the Arthur Smith offense, that should be the perfect way.
Donnie, what would you do?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Mulsey was getting to it there, how in the Arthur Smith offense, we don't see that second wide receiver really go off. So I think if
But how does the first wide receiver go off if there's no other threats in the offense? How do you get him a ball when he's double-teamed?
It worked in the other offenses that Arthur Smith ran.
But it didn't work here with Pickens last year getting double-teamed while Deontay was out.
How much of that was not even about Deontay being out, but then
combination
just,
for sure.
I can't tell you that it was all because Deontay was out.
I know. I agree with that, but I think it was a factor.
I mean,
for
everything
sure.
was bad last year. The coordinator was bad. The quarterback play was bad until the final 3 weeks.
Right, but you're a guy that's been a proponent of the Ayuk trade. Obviously, the way that Smith's offense has looked in previous stops has not deterred you from saying pair Ayuk with Pickens.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of the player himself, and I said yesterday that I would do a first-round pick back to San Francisco for Ayuk before a third-round pick back to Denver for Cortland Sutton.
I actually talked to somebody in Denver about Sutton today. I'll let you finish your thought in a second, but I don't want to forget this. He said he thinks Sutton could be head actually for the Steelers' fourth-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And this was his thumbnail on Sutton. Basically makes a ton of contested catches, 10 touchdowns last year, because he can't get open.
I was just going to say, somebody sent us a joke saying Pickens and Sutton trying to get separation, and it was a picture of the total eclipse.
And he also said, and this is way more of an issue, he wants another contract.
Yeah, he wants more money.
He's got 2 years left on his deal, and for the Steelers?
He's going to hold out, basically.
A non-quarterback who... Antonio Brown's like the only other guy who's not a quarterback with multiple years left on his contract. They said, okay, we'll float you more money just to keep you happy. Mm-hmm. They're not doing that for Cortland Sutton. That makes, for me, that makes him untradeable.
Something else I don't really love about that. I mean, if the fourth round pick is what was thrown out there, that would leave them, now they could always wheel and deal. We know Omar will. They would go from pick 98 in the third round all the way to pick 178 in round six. If they made that move.
And they'd only have five picks at that point.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to do that for that for those reasons.
All right, so Donnie, finish your plan then. So what would you do then?
I mean, I would just go the draft route. I mean, I think they're going to draft two receivers like they did a couple of years ago. I don't know if they'll necessarily be high.
George Pickens and Calvin Austin.
Like 51 could obviously be a spot where they do it, but if they went center tackle or any combo of that in rounds one and two, and then went wide receiver, boom, boom, at 84 and 98, I don't think it's a horrible idea.
So where would you want, your preference, do you want a wide receiver at 20?
No.
Do you want a wide receiver at 51?
No, unless there's just some guy that's glaringly
McConkey falls
that's
to 51.
Somebody like that, George's wide receiver?
Yeah, like somebody who should probably have gone in the first round, okay, or like the first 30.
So you and Mulsey are pretty much lockstep on this.
Yeah, like 84 is the sweet spot, probably.
I would take Thomas over Barton if they're both there. I would do that because I think there's a better chance of Thomas being
a big-time impact player.
A really good player to great player, and I'll try to either get my Zach Frazier with the 51st pick and moving up to get him, or I'll draft a guy and sign Connor Williams.
Strict positional value standpoint, it's better to take Thomas.
Thomas, have you guys watched his highlights?
He's physically a freak.
He's big.
And he's super fast.
He goes up and he runs away from people,
yeah,
too.
He's super fast.
He had the most touchdowns in college football last year, 17, since when Devontae Smith won the Heisman Trophy at Alabama.
No, he's a monster, dude.
Like he's been compared. This is why, and this is not by just, LSU honks. He's been compared to T. Higgins and Julio Jones.
That's it?
I mean, if you're telling me there's a guy available at 20 who's some hybrid of those two players and I have a glaring need at wide receiver, I want him.
He's projectable, but...
And productive. I mean, it's not like, well, he only caught, It's not like Darnell Washington. He didn't catch a lot of balls in college, but we think we can make him into that guy.
I think he's enough of an unsure thing that nobody that I've seen has him ranked ahead of Neighbors, his teammate, even though he's got better physical tools
because
than
set
Neighbors.
Every record at LSU.
I understand that, but I think if people really felt like this guy was a true he's going to explode as a pro, there'd be a couple people bold enough to put him ahead
of
Neighbors.
Well, I'd say this. Jefferson went in the 20s at LSU. He was not a top 5 or top 10
No,
pick.
I know that. I would agree with you. I think that he would be a better pick than Barton. Where here's my sweet spot kind of guys, and I'm going strictly off Brugler. So if anyone's listening saying, "Oh, I heard that guy's been mocked a lot higher." Here are his
the Brug.
Here are his guys cuz it's
the
nice,
beast.
It's nice and easy to read the
Dane
beast.
Dane Brugler. It sounds like a fake name, but he does a great job with the stuff every year. It's
Bane
very comprehensive.
Drugler. Here are the guys that I have identified that I think would be good picks. Corley, I still like if he slides to 84. It's a Deebo Samuel Jr., but I kind of like that. I'm not out on Pearsall either, and guys like Roman Wilson, but I'm looking a little later. Corley, Leggett from South Carolina, who honestly, you know what he reminds me of? Poor man's Brian Thomas. Pretty big guy, not quite as fast. Not quite as crazy hands. He's older.
We heard a weird pronunciation on his name today when we were watching NFL
what
Network,
was it?
Didn't we?
Legate?
It was something like that.
Was it like a French thing?
What the
hell
is
that? They like
that?
Held out like the first part of his name a lot longer.
And then here's the other couple. Tez Walker. And then I think Jalen. You know who I'm a sucker for is Jalen McMillan from Washington.
I was waiting for you to say Jerry Rice's kid.
He was in my very chaotic PFF mock today where Cooper DeGene fell to the 20th pick and I had to take him and people got big mad.
Do we think that they have any fear in that building of what George Pickens' reaction would be if they took Brian Thomas Jr.
No.
at 20? That's a serious question.
I don't think that they
I
would have fears.
So.
I think the only fears that they would have about Pickens' reaction, not that I think you should react to those fears, is if they traded for Ayuk specifically.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.